podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
The Monday after the string of Garth shows at the Pepsi Center, I posted something on social media about how I was one of only 9 people in Colorado to not go to the shows. I was one of 9 people to not post photos online from the Garth shows. Did it seem like there were 18,400,000 photos?
I think the entire city was there.
Yeah, I was one of 9 who didn't go.
There was more people that went than more people that did not go.
Right.
For sure. And I was there for the Friday evening show slated at 10:30 p.m. And I was stressing out, you guys, you know, because of just getting there and the parking nightmare and the...
Well, we had a little event with you. Jeremy and I were with you earlier in the evening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And even then you were a little...
I couldn't get enough of you complaining about it.
Mm-hmm. I was worried.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. But we zipped in. We found... We zipped in. You guys, we got in like 10 minutes. It didn't take long at all. We got to the suite. We hung out. It was wondrous. It did start a little late, but it was just very, very, very special. He is just such an incredible performer, and he's very genuine. And there wasn't a lot of glitz and a lot of, you know, backup dancers and a lot of, you know, pyrotechnics.
It was a clean show. It was very clean stage.
Very pure. And I actually wrote down some good quotes. And so before you guys want to email me and tell me how vulgar I am, just please know that this is the words of Garth and not of little Emily. First, one of my favorite quotes that he said was, "You know, I'm like 113 years old. If this big ass of mine is going to get through 9 shows, I'm going to need you to get all your help." So he was just kind of getting everybody, you know, pumped up. And he just had a wonderful sense of humor. And then at the end of the show, I love this. He said, you know, "People keep asking me, how am I going to get through all these shows? You know, back to back, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. How am I going to get through all these shows? How do you wake up at 5 and then take your kids to school and then pick them up and then come home and take care of them and then come out this late and kick my ass?" He was just fantastic. And then Trisha Yearwood, his wife, came out in the middle of the concert to kind of give him a little break. She nearly stole the show. She sounded, this is so corny, she sounded like an angel. She sounded so fantastic. And the next morning I woke up and I was still buzzing. And I actually sent Mr. Wilkes an email saying this was a once in a lifetime opportunity. Oh. And I'm just so grateful. And I
did he write back and say, "Who is this?"
Yeah. Yeah. Who's this intern?
It was an email. I signed my last name just to make sure. Yeah. So it was.
What time did you get out of there? Did you stay for the whole thing?
No, we left during the encore.
What time was that?
It was at like 1:50 in the morning.
1:50?
It's a late night.
And he was still going. I text Jeremy, though, and I'm like, I'm bummed. I feel like everybody should have gone there. Mark Andrew, our very own Mark Andrew, was there with his wife, Beth. And I'm like, "Mark, Beth doesn't like country. What's going on? Why is she coming?" He's like, "Well, yeah, she doesn't like country, but Garth is Garth.
It's an event.
You know, and I really wish you guys could have been there.
I know.
We were sleeping.
Next time he comes. There is that.
Uh-huh. Oh, well.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.